Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Akura's vision, chapter 39, continuing with the classes on Viraha Gita, the gopis' songs in separation, over the impending departure of Krishna and Balaram for Mathura. Yesterday we read text 24, where the gopis were talking about this intelligent, how Krishna is very intelligent and obedient. They're saying, although Krishna is intelligent and very obedient to his parents, once he has fallen under the spell of the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring shy smiles, how will he ever return to us unsophisticated village girls? We started to discuss that yesterday. Tasam mukundo madumanju bashiter grihita chitta paravanmanaswapi katam punarna pratyasyate bala gramya salajja smita vibramer brahman. This is the Gita of the gopis. This is the gopis speaking. What do the gopis... We say, oh, Gopi Bhav. If you want to understand Gopi Bhav, then you have to understand the gopis' hearts. How to understand the gopis' hearts? By studying their speeches. If you want to understand someone, Prabhupada said, you can understand a person by what he eats and what he says. In this case, for us to understand what is Gopi Bhav, then we have to study very much. Any books describe the gopis' mentality, the gopis' pastimes, and especially the gopis' speaking. Because when we speak, it reveals the content of our heart. If we're always absorbed in meditating on Krishna, if we're always in Krishna consciousness, then we won't speak about cricket. I won't speak about Bollywood. I won't speak about politics and all this mundane gramya katha. We'll only speak hari katha, talks of Krishna. And whatever we see in the world will connect with Krishna, and we'll connect that object with Krishna, and we'll remind everyone of Krishna, Krishna's philosophy, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's presence, Krishna's lila. So that will indicate the position of the heart. Whatever we think, that's what we feel, and that's what we speak. So if we want to have a peek into the private corners of the gopis' hearts, then these Gitas of Bhagavatam are most essential. Of course, one Gita is the Mahishi Gita. The Mahishi Gita is in chapter 90, I believe, the last chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, contains the Mahishi Gita, which is the queens of Dwarka speaking in separation. Of course, it's not of the same type, same level of separation as the gopis, but is also conducive, helpful to understand the mood of separation. But specifically for us, the chapters where the gopis are speaking, Venu Geet, Brahma Geet, Gopi Geet, Viraha Geet, Pranaya Geet, Viraha Geet, these are very important for us, very, very important. And they're very extensive commentaries by all the great acharyas of the past, and even contemporary acharyas have written books describing these chapters. Even our own Guru Bhai, Shiva Ramaraj, has written a commentary on Venu Geet and published it, and I think maybe he's writing some others. Of course, he received a lot of inspiration from well-wishing acharyas in the Gaudiya mission. But so this is, the gopis are saying, Mukunda, he's intelligent. Now they're glorifying. First they were, from the previous verse, they were saying, in the previous verse they say, a couple of verses ago, they were a little bit in angry mood towards Krishna. And well, this person breaks loving relationships in a moment. And then they were looking up towards Nandagram, and then they looked towards Mathura. They said, and tomorrow, those ladies in Mathura, those Rajani of Mathurapura, they will be so happy. It'll be this dawn following this night will be bringing great happiness to them. Shubha Prabhat, very good news for them, Shubha Prabhat. But for us, it will be a death knell. as Krishna will walk amongst them and he will cast his smita asavam, they will become intoxicated by the smiles emanating from the corners of his eyes, coming from his heart. And now they're a little bit mollified, a little bit cooled down, so they're saying, well, our Mukunda, he's intelligent and he's very obedient to his parents. But all that intelligence and all that obedience, as soon as he sees these Mathura Vasis, these ladies of Mathura, and he'll come under their spell. And what will they use? What will those ladies of Mathura? Because first they were just thinking, yes, Krishna's going to Mathura. It will be a good day for them. So now the gopis' minds are in Mathura. And they're thinking, first they just thought in a general way, now they're thinking specifically, what are the characteristics of these ladies of Mathura? Is there any difference between the Braj gopis and the Mathura ladies? Rajani, Rajaniyam. No, not Rajaniyam, what does it say? The women of Mathura, it says, Pura Yoshitam. Pura Yoshi, Yoshitam means ladies. Pura means the village. Mathura Pura Yoshitam. So they think, yes, in a general, these Mathura, Pura, Yoshitam, they will be so benefited. Now they start thinking more specifically about these ladies of Mathura. What are their qualities? What are the characteristics? Do they have anything? Are they better than us? Do they have something more than us? And they start thinking, yes, they do. They have Madhu Manju Bhashiter. They're cultured ladies of the big city. They don't speak the rough language of Braj. They don't speak, we're cowherd girls. We're used to speaking to cows. You understand? Gopi speaks to animals. Do you know that? Called Pashu Basha. You're not from the village. You're big, sophisticated city people. A very cultured, sweet language. But in the village, the gopis there speak to the cows. They speak to the goat. They speak to the buffalo. Hee hee hee. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. They have to communicate. They communicate to cows and to the parrots. So this village bhasha is called Brajvas. They don't in Mathura they don't speak Brajvas. They speak Mathura. This is Hindi over there. This Brajvas. This is a whole other. Braj is Brajvas. I mean Braj. Of course, Mathura is part of Brajmandal. But the gopis are saying it's a different. They're speaking a different bhasha. They're saying bhasha here. You see this word here. Madhu Manju Bhashiter, Braj Bhasha. They're speaking Pura Yoshitam Bhasha, the Bhasha, the language of those ladies of the city. Just like these are ladies of Mumbai. Now, if you go to some village in Maharashtra, will they speak the same language? No, it's a different dialect, it's a different tone, it's usually a little rougher, a little louder. They don't speak softly in sweet tones. Oh, Prabhu, hello. Hey! Hey, come here. These ladies in Vrindavan and Radhakund, they're so jorse.
Hey, Prabhu, hello.
It's like, and Delhi ladies come, oh, me, 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 me. Even little girls, because they have to stand on the roof of their house and call their cows and buffalo from the field, so they're very jorse. But you just say, you just speak to your maids and this and that, very soft language, and shh, don't make noise, shh, 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 quiet, quiet. And people put signs all over their doors, do not disturb, do not disturb, do not disturb, do not disturb, quiet, 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 do not disturb, please do not disturb. You can go to every house in Braj Mandal, you'll never see a sign like this. They don't even know what this concept is, do not disturb. Every door is open. Please do not disturb. Sleeping, don't disturb. Sick, I'm sick, don't disturb. I'm sleeping, don't disturb. Whatever. Up late, don't disturb. Oh, don't disturb. But the ladies in the village, they stand on the roof of the house, ah! And they yell. And then the 9-year-old girl standing, Gopi, she's standing on the roof of the house yelling, and her father's 3 miles out in the field, and she's out, blah, 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 your chapatis are ready, or something like that. And he yells back, I'm coming. You know, they're my neighbors. I live in the village, and I see. And these are gopis. They take care of the animals, so their speech is different. And they know that. They know it. Anyone knows what you know what you are. You know how you speak. Yes, I speak very soft. Yeah, I'm from the village. I'm rough. Okay, but I'm proud. This is my. And so the gopis, we know about those ladies. We know that they're Madhu Manju Bhasha. What is their Bhasha? What is their language? It's Madhu. Madhu means Shahad. Shahad means honey. Sweet, sweet, sweet. And it's Manju. Manju means light, charming, delicate, poetic. Manju. Manju Bhashini. Manju Bhashini. Even the word Manju. Manju. Madhu. Madhu Manju Bhashini. Hey, Kakari! Kakari, take Kakari. Kahoga. So the village is a different thing. Much different thing. So, in Braj, he's very obedient to Yashoda and Nanda. He's a very obedient child, and he's also intelligent. They're saying that he's Manasvi. It says, Paravan Manasvi Api. Although he's Manasvi, Manasvi means good mind, Manasvi, intelligent, and Paravan, he's subservient, but he will become Grihita. Grihita Chitta. Chitta Grihita. It says here, Chitta means his mind. Chitta, his mind, his consciousness will become Grihita. Grihita means seized. Seized. You know what seized means? Captured. Like when a policeman, he doesn't say, oh, excuse me, criminal, please, will you sit down? No, he grabs, he seizes, hey, he grabs him, get back behind him. Puts his hands behind his back, puts the handcuffs on, and throws him against the car. Hey! You know. It's called manhandling. They don't. So please, dear Gunda, please sit down. No, they're rough. And they rather, they get a rust. They like that. They grab the guy, put him in the cuffs and push him, you know, kick him in the pants. They do that. So this is the word. It's a very powerful word. It's not like, well, when Krishna goes to Mathura, the girls will speak sweetly and he'll look their way and he'll... It says, Grihita Chit, his consciousness will become seized, apprehended, captured, imprisoned. Although he's so obedient to his mother and father. Here he's... As soon as he goes there, he'll get captured. They're so sweet and so charming, and Krishna will just melt, and then we'll be finished. Once he comes under the spell, this nice translation, see, the Sanskrit means seize, but they're translating this. He comes under the spell. What is spell? Do you know what it means in English? I don't think you know what it means in English. Comes under the spell. You think it means spelling contest. Come under the spell means hypnotize, like jadu or some tantric. You come under the tantric, puts a whammy on you, and, like be ghostly haunted or something. He'll come under the spell. It means he's obedient to his mother and father. Come under the spell means he'll forget everything about his mother and father, and most importantly, he will forget everything about us. He'll become, and then, so that's first the words. First the words will enter into his ears. All right? The Madhu Manju Bhashitera. And that will do its number. That will put him in half under the spell. The next thing, what will they add to that? Salaja Smita Vibram. Brahman. Listen, Salaja Smita Vibrame Brahman. Salaja Smita. They're shy, salaja. There's smiles with shyness, salaja, salaja, smita. They're shy smiles, oh, so shy, very, very shy smiles. Then what will happen? Vibram. Vibram means vimoha, very special illusion. He'll become totally enchanted and bewildered. In other words, we will lose him forever. Then they pose a question. When this happens, pratiyasite, he says, punarna pratiyasite bhala avala. So when this happens, pratiyasite, pratiyasite, pratiyasite na, Abala. Abala means, it's a name for women. There's Baal, like Baal means strong, and then we say Abal. It's a Sanskrit way to say women. Abal means not strong. Abala. And physically, you know, women are Abala. So it's a very beautiful way to say Abala. So the gopis are saying Abala. It's very interesting. They're saying, Na pratiyasyate Abala. In the face of all this power, in the face of all this power that the women, that these Pura Yoshitam, the Matura, the Madura Pura, or Matura Pura Yoshitam, in the face of all this power that these women will exert over our Krishna, the power of their words, Madhu Manjabhashitir, and the power of their shy smile, Salaja Smita, we are Abala. That's why they say Abala. They're saying, oh gopis, but they're saying, instead of saying, oh fellow gopis, it's bad news for us. They're saying, Abala, oh Abala. Oh, we're in the face of this opposition, in the face of this powerful opposition of the Pura Yoshitam, of the ladies of Mathura, we are very, very weak. We are like featherweight boxers. We're like featherweight boxers, 90, 50 kilos, and they're like heavyweight Muhammad Ali. They're like 100 kilos. Against us, we're like 50 kilos, and they're 100 kilos. What are we? And what do they say? And they say Gramya. This says we're Abala Gramya. It says Punar na pratiyasyate Abala Gramya. It says what are we? We are simply very weak, unsophisticated village girls. We are unsophisticated, rustic girls from the pastoral village of Braj. So in the face of this opposition, in the face of these high society girls of Mathura, with their sweet, charming speech and their shy smiles, we are finished. It's doomsday for us. Oh, gopis, doesn't look very auspicious. Yes, it's a fact, Mukunda is intelligent. And he is very obedient to his parents. But once he has fallen under the spell of the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring, shy smiles, how will he ever return to us, unsophisticated village girls? So they're thinking, this is it. There's no chance. The boat of our hope is now sunk. The Titanic of our hope, the Titanic of our Ashabanda has now slipped under the dark seas of the North Atlantic Ocean. Glub, 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 glub. It's all over, baby. It's authentic, right? A real American speaking in American. You watch Indian movies of Indian actors speaking American words. This is an American actor speaking American. It's all over, baby. Vishnu Chakravarti says, one gopi says, in relation to this verse, perhaps Krishna will stay in Mathura a few days, and then, being attracted by our love, he will come back to his parents. He will come back with his parents. In reply to this, the gopis speak this verse. In other words, one gopi may, because there's a conversation. These verses of this chapter are not the whole conversation. They're just selected verses. Gopis are gathering together, one or two gopis, two or three, four gopis, in different groups, in different Sakhi Samaj. And they're speaking. And it's very it's interactive, right? You say interactive. One gopi is saying one thing, what about this? And Sukadeva Goswami, specifically Vyasadeva, through his Samadhi Bhashya, he is seeing this Leela. It's called Samadhi Bhashya. And in Samadhi, he's seeing the Leela, then he's written it down. This is the epilogue to all the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, because he was dissatisfied. You've read in the first canto. He wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as an epilogue under the inducement of Narada Muni to remove his despondency and unhappiness. So he's entered into samadhi, he's seen the Brajlila, now he's revealing the glories of Krishna specifically, and especially the exchanges of love with his devotees, the rasic aspect of Bhagavan, which gave him full satisfaction. And his duty of Vedic compilation was completed by the narration and writing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Shukadeva is also speaking what he learned from his father. So only selected verses of this conversation, of this Viraha Gita, are here. It's not part by part. So just selected verses which are conveying. So Vishwanath is entering even in deeper samadhi, because Vishwanath has a deeper adhikara. Deeper adhikara, greater bhava, greater vision. Deeper adhikara, deeper the greater the adhikara, the greater the access. The deeper the bhava, the deeper the vision. So Vishwanath Chakravarti, who is Vishwanath Chakravarti? He is Vinod Valery Mundry. He's one of Radharani's intimate mandris in the inner circle of Radharani's confidants and Madhura Ras, and Bhavalas Rati, Mandri Bhav, Pran Saki of Radharani, Mandri. Vyasadeva, he's way far away. He doesn't have any mandri sarup. There's no mandri sarup of Vyasadeva. So he doesn't have the access, he doesn't have the bhav nor the adhikar to enter very, very deeply. But Vishnath is entering very, very deeply in his mandri samadhi. So he's writing, one gopi said this and the other gopi said that. So he's saying one gopi said what he just said and the other gopi replied with this verse. So one gopi is saying, well, Krishna's going to Mathura tomorrow morning, that's alright, but I'm sure he'll stay there a few days, and because our love is so deep and our love is so attractive, certainly he'll come back to us, because there's greater love here than he'll find there. So no doubt he'll come back. Then another gopi replies to her by saying, oh, you don't know. Do you know about the girls in Mathura? I know, my brother lives in Mathura. My brother married a girl from Mathura. And I'll tell you what they're like. Oh, do you know? Madhu Manju Bhashiter. And then the other gopis, oh, really? They speak sweetly, not like us? No, no, very, very sweetly. Acha? And they speak Manju Bhashita. Acha, Manju? Yes, very charming words, very poetic, very nice. Acha? Oh, that doesn't sound good. And know what else, Gopi? Not only that, Salaja Smita. And Vibrame. That they have very shy smiles. And when Krishna sees them, he'll be Vibram. Oh, no, really? It's like this? Oh. Then my proposal that he will come back in a few days being attracted by our love, it doesn't mean anything. He'll totally forget about us. Because their attractive features are so much greater. And he'll be so captivated that he'll totally forget us. So that's what he's saying here. In reply to this, the gopis speak this verse. And then a second gopi replies, oh foolish woman, you do not know the truth. Listen. Though Krishna is obliged to his parents and obedient and intelligent, but being overwhelmed by the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and bewildered by their shy enchantments, how will he return to us? Why do you give useless hope to the minds of us village women, Gramya, who are devoid of beauty, arts and strength, Abala? So this word in the Sanskrit, these are comments on the Sanskrit words, Abala, which means weak. So they're saying, we're weak, not just physically weak, but we are devoid. Devoid means weak or without. We're without, we don't have the beauty. We don't have the beauty or the kala, the sundar or kala or the shakti. We don't have the beauty, the art or the strength of those pura yoshitam, those ladies of Mathura. So then the first gopi says, well, that may be, but you should have faith that Krishna will return out of a sense of duty when he intelligently remembers his parents. And the second gopi replies, but Krishna will become so bewildered by their shy smiles and amorous suggestions that he will forget all of that. So Vishwanath is expanding the dialogues that the gopis are having by showing more intimacy to the whole conversation. So we'll stop there and continue tomorrow with the Gopi Gita. And hopefully we'll finish in the next few days. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.